All right, and welcome back to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. We are joined by Karen Fletcher, who's involved with the pro-woman, pro-queer, and anti-incarceration organization Flat Out, who are they're involved in some decarceration efforts and opposing prison expansion. We've got her on to talk about Victoria's bail laws, the problems therein, and the other main campaign that Flat Out's involved with, which I mentioned earlier, the Homes Not Prisons campaign. Thank you for joining us, Karen.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So to start off with, can you tell us a bit about what are the current bail laws in Victoria and what are the problems with what are the big problems with those bail laws?
Sure. Well, traditionally, bail has been a mechanism whereby people who are charged with criminal offences can be released awaiting their trial. Traditionally, under Australian law, people have been presumed to be innocent until proven guilty in a court case. But there have always been provisions under the law for people to be held in custody waiting for their trial if they pose a risk, particularly pose a risk of to the community or pose a risk of leaving the jurisdiction before their trial. But it's always been the responsibility of the state, the police, the prosecutors, to prove that such a risk exists. But in Victoria, in the last 5 years in particular, since some high-profile cases where, particularly the case of Gargasoulis, who committed offences, killed people using a car in Melbourne in recent years, the onus of proving that people are a risk to the community has been shifted by law changes to the bail laws to the person accused. They have to prove that they don't pose a risk rather than the police having to prove that they do. So now in Victoria, there's a presumption that people will go to prison or that their bail will be refused unless the person in court can prove that they don't pose a risk. And the result has been that an absolutely huge increase in the number of people who are being sent to prison awaiting their trial for criminal offences, because so many people charged with criminal offences by the police don't have legal representation, have difficulty, you know, understanding the complexities of the bail laws and what they have to prove. And as a result, a lot of people are just being sent to prison with a presumption that they should be in prison while they wait for their trial. Mm. This has had a particularly big impact on women, in particular Aboriginal women, and we've seen a 440% increase in the number of Aboriginal women being sent to prison, being convicted of nothing and spending time in prison on remand. And the majority of those are never convicted of anything, never sentenced to a period of imprisonment. So they serve their few weeks or few months on remand and then go to their trial and they're either acquitted or sentenced to a non-custodial sentence. So spending time in prison that they never should have.
Mm. Yeah, Karen, thanks. I was, you know, it does disproportionately affect First Nations. And yeah, I think I was reading some statistic that said something like the Aboriginal women are actually some of the most, well, Aboriginal women here in Australia are some of the most incarcerated people on the planet, which is, you know, just horrifying.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah, sorry, go on.
And increasing. I mean, that's the other thing. It's just going up and up. It's absolutely a shame to... I mean, it's happening in a lot of Australian jurisdictions, but in Victoria it's particularly marked.
Yeah, and we obviously, you know, campaigning against these, and, you know, we just wanted to know, or let our listeners know, what sort of work and some of the campaigns that you're involved with or aware of that seek to change the situation with the onerous bail laws.
Yes, sure. Well, I think that probably the best information that's available is through the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service on the bail laws. They have a campaign, Fix Victoria's Broken Bail Laws, which people can sign a petition and get information on BALS website. So that's BALS.org.au. And also on their website, there's a briefing paper, Fixing Victoria's Broken Bail Laws, which has a lot of information, particularly about the way these bail laws are impacting Aboriginal people and particularly Aboriginal women. So that's a good place to start. And then, as you mentioned in the introduction, there's a very related campaign that that Flat Out is involved in, which is the Homes Not Prisons campaign, which is a campaign against the expansion of Dame Phyllis Frost Correction Centre, which is the big maximum security women's prison in Ravenhall in Melbourne, which the government is spending nearly $200 million building 106 extra beds to take it from 500-odd beds to 600-odd beds. And we've got a campaign to stop that expansion. And it's related because the reason why they feel they have to expand the prison is because of the huge numbers of people that are being sent to prison, particularly to the women's prison, as a result of the changes to the bail laws. So it's a very related campaign to the bail laws.
Mm. Could you give us that URL again, just to make sure everybody's got it?
So www.vals, V-A-L-S, Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, .org.au. And then the Homes Not Prisons campaign also has a website with an open letter, which is calling for the government to spend the $200 million that they have allocated to the expansion of the prison on public housing, because you know, the vast majority of people who are sent to prison, particularly women and kids who are sent to prison, are homeless when they are sent to prison and homeless on release. And what we're putting forward is that a much better use of taxpayers' money would be to spend it on public housing and support for people in public housing. It's much, much cheaper to house people than it is to put them in prison, and it has a much bigger impact on community safety. Jurisdictions that spend more on public housing and less on prisons are much safer because it's actually a crime prevention mechanism to, you know, support people to live in the community and live the lives that they want to, parent their kids and, you know, good education and jobs and those sorts of things, rather than just taking people and sticking them in prison. So, yeah, we're asking for $200 million to be spent on 1,000 public housing units instead of 106 prison beds.
Yeah, exactly. It's a real discrepancy as well in those numbers, right? That there's so much more public housing that could be built than beds added to a prison with the same amount of money. And I believe that the expansion of Dame Phyllis Frost Women Prison is part of something like $1.8 billion that the Victorian government is putting into prison expansion too. So, like,
that's correct.
Yeah, it's really the tip of the iceberg in some ways.
That's right. I mean, I work at Flat Out, which is an organisation that supports women, trans and gender diverse people in prisons, mostly in women's prisons, although there are some trans women, shamefully, kept in men's prisons. So we are very focused on women, but as you said, the vast majority of people put in prison in Victoria are men, and they're, you know, just the year before, budget 2018-19, yeah, nearly $2 billion was allocated to the expansion of all prisons in Victoria. And there's a massive prison, one of Australia's biggest prisons, currently being built near Geelong, Chisholm Road. And there's, you know, a new youth detention centre under construction. There's just massive prison building going on in Victoria. Whereas, you know, public housing is still, Victoria is the lowest allocation of funding to public housing of any jurisdiction in Australia. And there's, I think partly in response to these campaigns, the Victorian and housing campaigns in general, the Victorian government has launched a so-called big housing build. But the problem with the big housing build is that it's not focusing on public housing. Mm. It's focusing on so-called affordable housing for low-income workers and, you know, that's great, and community housing, which is essentially privately operated by community operators. And neither of those categories of housing are really accessible by people who are in extreme poverty, which means everybody either doesn't have an income or, you know, on Centrelink or those sorts of things. Affordable housing and community housing is largely not accessible. Mm. It needs to be public housing, and the Victorian government is not the big housing build is not increasing the stock of public housing. In fact, public housing is being demolished in many places across Victoria.
Yeah. I remember when they originally announced the big housing build, there was some provision for actual public housing, but it seems like they got rid of that as well. So,
there's a little bit of public housing in it, but a lot of it is simply to replace public housing that's been destroyed under the so-called public housing renewal program, which has been progressively removing public housing and replacing it with so-called affordable housing or community housing, or these sort of hybrid housing complexes where developers, you know, are funded to build commercial housing and then a certain proportion of it is supposed to be community housing. But, that is effectively removing public housing and replacing it with commercial operation.
Yeah. And I think it's worth mentioning that even though, like you said, Flat Out is primarily pro-women and, pro-gender diverse, it's also true that, like, a lot of the laws that affect women and gender diverse people and First Nations people in terms of prison and bail and all of that sort of stuff, they do affect everyone as well.
Yes, so. Absolutely. And they're intergenerational. I mean, one of the big gender issues imprisoning so many women, and particularly Aboriginal women, is the impact on their kids. So more than 60-70% of the women who are put into prison have got kids, and they're the primary carers, and that's the big difference with the men. A lot of men do have kids, but the primary carers are the mothers. And so this is increasing the number of children that are being put into out-of-home care, whether that's kinship care or state care, because of this imprisonment of women. And we know that that's resulting in a lot of people with kids going into out-of-home care. And from out-of-home care, we know there's a pipeline into juvenile detention and the adult prison system. So the more women and mothers who are imprisoned, the more kids get caught up in out-of-home care and juvenile justice as well. It's got a big intergenerational impact.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. I guess, you've spoken a little bit about homes, not prison campaigns, and, you know, there are other campaigns as well that people can get involved in, like Black Lives Matter and... Black debts in custody. There's so many different ways people can get involved. But I guess, maybe just to sum up what you're involved in and how people can get involved with these campaigns, what can people do to help? And, just to wrap up the interview, if you had any sort of final thoughts or upcoming events or anything that you wanted to plug.
Yeah, look, I think you're absolutely right that this what's happening with prison expansion and the bail laws is very strongly related to Black Lives Matter and racism in Australia. It's very related to the position of First Nations people in a country where colonisation is ongoing and where the prison industrial complex is part of that original colonisation with Aboriginal people in prison to get them off the land that was being seized. And it's continuing today, that use of the prison industrial complex to... racially discriminate and keep Aboriginal people oppressed in this country. So I think, any involvement in anti-racism is really important, and bringing anti-racism and decolonisation into the movement against prison expansion and for changes to the bail laws. I'd really encourage people to have a look at the Homes Not Prisons website and open letter. As I said, homesnotprisons.com.au. We also have a Facebook page. Just look us up on Facebook. We will be having a protest in the lead up to the state election. This is going to be a big issue, I think, in the Victorian state election. We're working with Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, the Indigenous Social Justice Association and others that are active in this space to organise events in the lead up to the election and raise it as something that really needs to be addressed by the Victorian government, that's considered so progressive on so many issues, but on this issue is really doing a whole lot of damage to particularly Aboriginal communities in this state.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, thanks very much for joining us, Karen, and thanks for all the work you're doing and for telling us, you know, as much as we could fit into this relatively short interview about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, brilliant. So,
all the best to you.
Have a good one. See ya.
You too. See ya. Bye.
All right, so we were just talking to Karen Fletcher from the pro-woman, pro-queer, anti-incarceration movement, Flat Out.